2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Governor Spencer Cox says Utah farmers and ranchers are struggling through the drought this year. He says the entire state will feel the repercussions of the hit to agriculture for years to come. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the Delta variant is now the predominant strain of COVID across the nation. Cases are up 70% over the past week. The most stark uptick in cases in Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Heads up, downtown city drivers. Fire crews are battling a house fire and blocking traffic at 400 North, about 850 West. You do need to avoid the area. Also, a KSL traffic trooper reporting a rollover crash westbound I-80 on the overpass at the Dugway exit. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms this evening, then more heat this weekend as we climb back up to the low 100s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
99 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Three men arrested with more than a dozen weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo at a Denver hotel near the site of baseball's All-Star Game have in past hours been charged with federal firearms crimes, says the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Is your true and correct name Richard Kevin Sherman?
His lawyer entering a plea of not guilty, former Seattle Seahawks player Richard Sherman in a Seattle courtroom on charges stemming from an alleged drunk and disorderly incident at his in-law's house. DACA could be headed back to the Supreme Court. A federal judge in Texas sided with nine states claiming the program to protect adults brought into the U.S. illegally as children violates federal law. At this closing bell of the New York Stock Exchange, the S&P 500 index posted its first weekly loss in 4 weeks. All the major indexes closed lower for the day. Asking six U.S. airlines to explain the high rates of delayed and canceled flights, asking whether there are labor shortages, despite the airlines getting billions in federal aid. Senator Maria Cantwell, Washington Democrat. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth, another day, another scam. This time, scammers are posing as the Utah Department of Transportation, UDOT. Joe Doherty, the Department of Public Safety Director of Public Affairs, joins us live now to explain the latest about this phishing scam. So, Joe, who are these phonies, and how are they pitching you to fork over your information?
Oh, Jeff, wouldn't we look who people are? Time someone has a chance to be on the internet, they have a chance to make the world a better or a worse place. These guys try to make it a worse place today by trying to send a text message to people that says that UDOT wants their driver license information. And if you click on the link, it takes you to a Google form. Now, this is not an official form. It's not an official text. The state government will never text you unless you have asked. Just that's the first thing that everyone needs to realize is that taking spot. This is a fake because we don't send texts like personal information on a Google form unless that's something that you have already had a conversation with us about. So that was the first lesson. Now, fortunately, there's some really good actors here, and our friends at Google were able to, as soon as we reported it to them, they were able to take down this form. So that form no longer can be found on the internet. People are to click over to it. It doesn't go anywhere. So we feel like the people in Utah are a little bit safer since that form is now gone.
I guess the problem is this could all pop up under a different name at any time, right?
You have to say that one more time. Sorry.
It's possible that these same bad actors could do the same thing under a different name and start texting people all over again. It's like playing whack-a-mole sometimes.
Sometimes it feels like that because, you know, like I said, there are people out there that they just want to cause mischief and mayhem and potentially something fraudulent where they're asking for people's personal information. So just keep in mind, be very aware that these are not normal forms, not normal interactions with your state government. Now, if you did fill out one of these forms, you can contact the FBI's Internet Crimes Center where you can make a report. The Internet Crime Complaint Center, and where you could make a report
We also recommend that if anyone did fill out this form, that you should engage in some credit monitoring just to see if any new accounts are opened up suspiciously on your behalf.
It's that kind of serious. So since we have a shaky connection, I want to make sure we repeat this. If you got one of these texts, you can contact the FBI Internet Crime. What was it?
Internet Center. If you Google IC and the number 3, IC3, it's pretty easy to find Internet Crime Complaint Center. And also, if you did fill out the form, please check your credit. Engage in that regular credit monitoring. Contact your credit monitoring companies over time, just in case any accounts are opened on your behalf.
Joe, we appreciate it from the Department of Public Safety. Somebody's been masquerading as you, dot tricking a lot of people, but good news, they've been taken down and taken off the internet. It's 5:50. Let's move along to Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue on I-15 in Salt Lake County. Southbounders, it's a slow ride from just after 4500 south to the Southtown Mall. Clearing out northbound I-15, what's left is heavy and slow as you're going from the I-80-201 interchange into downtown. A rollover crash reported Wasatch Boulevard. This is 8700 south, about 3700 east. Michelle?
We have another rollover crash. This is westbound I-80 on the overpass at the Dugway exit. They're saying that there's a lot of standing water on the road in the area. Now, if you're headed southbound I-15 in Utah County, again, those delays right about American Fork, headed down into Linden on the flip side. You're seeing those delays just past 2100 north in Lehigh to the point of the mountain. Steve?
And fire crews battling a house fire and blocking traffic in downtown Salt Lake City right now. This is 4th North and 850 West. Avoid that area. Use an alternate route. Davis County drivers doing the slow ride still. Thick and slow traffic on northbound I-15 between Kaysville and Hill Air Force Base. Southbound 15 still busy between I-84 and Sunset. And if you're on northbound 89, traffic is bogged down from Main Street into Fruit Heights and from SR-193 up to the I-84 ramps. UDOT construction alert, plan for lane closures on westbound I-80 in Summit County this weekend. Westbound I-80 will be down to one lane between U.S. 40 and Kimball Junction from Friday night to Monday morning for bridge maintenance. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's check the seven-day forecast now. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. A few thunderstorms this evening, and then it's drier this weekend, and temperatures go up to Saturday. We're looking at a high of 100. On Sunday, we're up to 101, another 100-degree day on Monday, and then some moisture to talk about. Tuesday through Friday, highs back to the 90s with a chance for storms each afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
So it's 99 degrees, and you might be wondering, if it's 99 here, how hot must it be in St. George? Well, the answer is 1 degree more, 100 down south at 552.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, keep it down on the low key.
One of the things with running is I want to enjoy the run, but I never made it very far because the arches in my feet just killed me. So when I got to the end of my rope and I said I have to do something to get rid of the pain, and a couple people recommended the Good Feet store to me, I loved how I could go in and get a free personalized arch support fitting. They put that time, that work, that effort into helping you find the right arch supports. And you can walk around the store with these in your shoes and try them out before you purchase them. So after I got my arch supports, the arches at my feet stopped hurting. And the pain instantly, literally instantly, went away. So if you have pain, go. Find a Good Feet store and go. There is an answer. Find the simple solution that will get rid of your pain. I'm Rondi, and that's my Good Feet story.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Good Feet store, the life you love, starts here.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0%
5.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Saltan will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tau, VW ID4, the Atlas Cross Sport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today, 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
We have developing news on KSL News Radio. The National Weather Service is warning that a storm is approaching the Great Salt Lake from the west right now. It's the southern portion of the lake. You could see choppy water, lightning, heavy rain, gusty wind. We don't know if it's going to cross to the Wasatch Front, but it's the southern edge, the southern rim of the Great Salt Lake. Stay with us for the very latest KSL News Time 5:56. We're watching Utah's money on Wall Street. A rough way to end the week. The Dow dropping 299 points, closing at 34,687. The S&P was down 32. The NASDAQ Composite lost 115 points.
Whose retirement are you investing for, yours or your broker's? It may seem like a silly question, but it's worth addressing. Did you know many brokers sell products such as variable annuities or mutual funds with high internal charges, often as high as 3% or more per year? If you're not happy with your performance, it may be because of all the hidden fees. With fees like this, you may be doing a better job paying your broker than yourself. My name is Jeff Jr., president of Trajan Wealth. If you have a 401k, IRA, or annuity, it's worth making sure it's working for you and not just the broker. As a fiduciary, we're independent and place your best interest first. We'll explain solutions in a clear, concise manner and won't use confusing financial jargon. You don't have to pay more in fees to get the performance you deserve. Allow Trajan Wealth to provide you advice that's in your best interest. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
KSL News Time 5:59, Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Lingering delays southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County from Murray to 90 is South Sandy. Michelle?
Southbound I-15, American Fork to Linden on the side, northbound SR-92 to the point of the mountain. Steve?
And Davis County delays from Salt Lake City. Got good speeds, but slowdowns from Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base. Bear Lake Raspberry Days, August 5th through the 8th. Kick it off with a parade and live music and a weekend of kids, games, golf, and fireworks. Start planning today. Visit bearlake.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Get off the Great Salt Lake. There's a storm brewing on the western banks. It might be heading to the Wasatch Front. We're watching closely. 100 degrees each day this weekend.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.